This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Oregon, archaeologists have found something they say is very exciting. 14,000-year-old fossilized excrement. Now, stay with me here. These coprolites, as they're called by the experts, are remarkable for several reasons. For one thing, they're older than most artifacts left by the earliest Americans. For another, they contain DNA. And that gives scientists a rare opportunity to learn about the people who left them behind. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Archaeologists knew about Oregon's Paisley Caves back in the late 1930s. They were shallow and were carved into a hillside by a prehistoric lake. Inside, animal bones and stone tools and other signs that humans camped or lived there. But in 2002, a team dug deeper and found what you might call pay dirt.
In the bottom of cave number 5, we recovered horse and camel bones and a coprolite, which produced human DNA.
Archaeologist Janice Jenkins from the University of Oregon says they eventually found hundreds of coprolites. 6 contained human DNA. What amazed him was how old they were, 14,300 years. That radiocarbon date is important because no one has been able to agree on when people came to the Americas. The earliest clear evidence is about 13,000 years ago, but it's mostly stone tools and butchered animal bones. These were left by the Clovis people, traditionally thought of as the first Americans. But nobody had human remains that old, no bones or teeth, says Jenkins.
We finally have human remains, or cells, basically molecular evidence for human beings before the Clovis time, and they're basically the individual signature that they left.
And they left it at least 1,000 years before the Clovis people. And the DNA tells more. Eska Willerslev at the University of Copenhagen is the scientist who extracted the DNA.
Our result shows that the oldest evidence we have to date of human presence in North America is definitely of Native American origin.
Native American origin because the coprolite DNA shows certain genetic patterns called haplogroups by geneticists common to present-day Native Americans. These patterns are also found among certain people in Eastern Asia. That adds weight to the hypothesis that people first came here across the Bering Sea on a land bridge connecting the two continents. Jenkins says scientists are still teasing out more information from the fossil feces, not surprisingly, for example, what early American cuisine was like.
They certainly ate sage grouse and smaller animals. I think we've recovered some chipmunk bones from one of the coprolites.
Jenkins says there are residues in the coprolites from types of plants that still can be found near the caves.
So what we have are visitors coming for a short stay, doing some hunting and collecting. So they would have been looking out over a grassy plain, basically, with a pretty rich environment, probably a few trees here and there, junipers, some pine trees possibly, but mostly an open shrub and grassland.
There are some puzzles raised by the mix of coprolites in the cave bottom, however. Thomas Dillehay is an archaeologist at Vanderbilt University.
Some of them did not have human DNA, and others had canine, perhaps fox DNA. So those admixtures are somewhat problematic and need to be resolved in the future.
So there's a chance that the coprolites were left by canines, or at least contaminated by them. But Jenkins notes that some of the coprolites contain human hair and human proteins in addition to human DNA. He suggests that if they were left by dogs, then they were dogs that were eating humans, which doesn't change the conclusion that people lived and died there 14,300 years ago. With hundreds more coprolites to examine, genetics expert Eska Willerslev says there's lots they can still find out from the DNA.
We can actually investigate, you know, what was the diversity of the people, first people entering the Americas, how many different people were they, you know, how big was the population, how was the frequency of females versus males.
The research on the Paisley Caves coprolites appears in this week's issue of the journal Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.